Welcome to Joystick Journeys. I'm your host, Carl, along with my good friend, David. Say hello.
Hello.
And today our topic is Warframes with a Metacritic score of 64.
And a user average of 7.1. Now, this game is beautiful.
It really is a beautiful game. Getting into it was fun, having a fun time. It's a very grindy game, though.
It very much is. And one of the aspects that people see as why is a good chunk of the story that you'll play, you'll think that you already completed the tutorial, but in reality, you haven't. The tutorial ends at the New War questline.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, another crazy thing about this game is there's so much in it, and yet it's still technically in beta.
And it's not a major studio. It's a big studio, don't get me wrong, but it's not like, you know, your triple A's like Ubisoft, all those. But they love their community.
They really do. I mean, some jokes the community has made, like, you know, funny ha-has. The developers and the dev team, they made it real, you know, they roll with it. They love the jokes, they love their community.
They really do. And one thing that is really amazing that the community does is they host events for the community to submit artwork for cosmetics and art that's actually placed in the game.
Which is honestly really cool. I don't know any other game that does that, to be honest.
Or that does it on that scale.
Oh yeah, it does it on that scale.
If you look at any of the cosmetics, there's a good 90% chance that it will say credited to a user. Then that user is the one that made it, and almost all the skins that are out there are beautiful, except a few, but those were made by DE.
And the thing is, it's not like they solely base everything on the community. Like, they themselves are going to do things. They themselves will add skins, obviously,
and
which is nice.
They are really amazing. I mean, they host one of the biggest conventions a year, which is their TennoCon, which they announce a bunch of upcoming stuff and other stuff that their brand is doing, and the community loves it. They help the community, they support it with it.
And the thing is, like, they also give free things if you just join the TennoCon, which
exactly.
is really nice.
And another really beautiful thing that team does is the community actually doesn't need your real money. You don't have to pay your money for any premium currencies.
It's everything's actually like trading, it's all economic.
The people have it as an economic market, and it's really nice. But I think that's all we have for today.
I'm your host, David.
And I'm your host, Carl. Have a good one.